Well, there's also a continued Trump effect over on broadcast media. The 2016-2017 television season ended this week, and the ratings are in. For the first time in many years, CBS's The Late Show has beaten NBC's Tonight Show in total viewers. And it isn't just Stephen Colbert. Other programs like The Daily Show and The Rachel Maddow Show are also enjoying a ratings bump. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now with his take. Eric, welcome back.
Hi.
And Eric, I'm sorry about the way my voice sounds, but hopefully I'll be over whatever cold it is I have in a couple of days. But let's get straight to talking about Stephen Colbert, because he's lagged behind Jimmy Fallon in the ratings for years, but now he's got a bump here going on. So let's listen to a bit of tape. This is Colbert with a notorious joke barrage with a familiar target.
Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it disgrace the nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the BLOTUS. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular gorge Washington.
It seems like this should be getting Colbert in trouble, but it's working for him, right?
Yeah, it is working for him. Of course, people who know that clip know that he went on to make a joke that was very controversial and some people thought was homophobic, and it sparked a lot of complaints to the FCC, which has recently said they're not going to do anything about it. But what's happened with Colbert has been interesting. He had a lot of trouble finding his voice when he took over The Late Show, and I think he was wary of talking about politics, and he was wary of how CBS's audience would receive someone like him. And I think he realized, particularly in the wake of Donald Trump's victory, but even in the election leading up to it, that he is at his best when he's speaking sharply to hypocrisy. And right now, Donald Trump is just a big, fat target in that demographic, if you will.
Now, how much does this have to do with the kind of audience that late-night television usually draws? I mean, is it younger people who might be more wanting to hear the kind of humor that Colbert's putting on the air right now?
I have this pet theory, and of course I don't have any real proof to back it up, but my pet theory is that different media platforms attract different kinds of people. And so it seems obvious that sort of the late-night comedy platform seems to attract people who are more liberal, because hosts who are more liberal tend to do better, and especially now they seem to be doing better. Jimmy Kimmel really caught fire when he spoke out in a very heartfelt way, but also was sort of critical of what the Republicans are doing with health reform. Jimmy Fallon seems to have taken a hit in ratings, and it's coincided with this perception that he treated Donald Trump with kid gloves when he was on his show, mm-hmm. and he hasn't really spoken out about politics very much. And so I'm just in that late night space. I think the sense is that the audience there is mostly liberal. If you look at talk radio, the audience there seems to be mostly conservative, which is why the biggest stars of talk radio are conservative pundits. And cable news also for a long time was sort of a home for conservatives, but that seems to be changing as well.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about news analysis now. And Rachel Maddow, she's been doing very well in the ratings. Obviously, she's been directly criticizing the president for a long time. So let's hear a clip. Here she is talking about the president's firing of James Comey.
The president has been trying to stymie the Russia investigation. He admits it. He has been trying to relieve the pressure of the Russia investigation by messing with it in various ways.
Is Rachel Maddow's, sort of surge here just liberal audiences flocking to her more, or is there something else going on?
Well, I think it's a lot more complex. I mean, number one, her main competitor, Fox News, fired the founder of Fox News, then fired its biggest star, Bill O'Reilly. Both of those men were embroiled in a sexual harassment scandal that was gargantuan. And so I wouldn't underplay the tremendous amount of negative press that her competitor, Fox News, has had. Fox News has also been downplaying or ignoring a lot of really important stories connected to questions about Donald Trump and his administration, in particular these allegations that they may have colluded with the Russians to influence the 2016 election. So people want to find out the latest things that have happened. You know, MSNBC has also added some conservative voices. Conservative strategist Nicole Wallace just got a 4 p.m. show, and there's some talk they're going to hire some other conservative voices. So that channel is not going to become sort of the blanket liberal channel that maybe it was a few years ago, but clearly in prime time, people are responding to that message. And I don't think it's just about liberalism. I think it's about that they're articulating a point of view that a lot of people are feeling. They're explaining the news particularly well. And their competitor, their biggest competitor in Fox News, has had some really serious problems recently.
You know, last question, Eric. I mean, we've been talking about television shows and television personalities that are opinionators. They're pointed. They're provocative. I mean, Rachel Maddow is provocative, even as she's providing that news analysis. For years, though, I mean, people have been talking about, and I think rightly so, how that same opinion-driven television has been one of the reasons why America is so divided. So, you know, maybe the left is seeing kind of a ratings bump now, but big deal. I mean, is this still bad for America that it's so much television is opinion and provocation-driven?
Well, I'm always telling people to moderate their consumption of this kind of television, particularly in cable news. Cable news and to some extent the morning news shows are built around conflict. They get these panels with people who are diametrically opposed and they let them fight it out. Cable news has been allowing people to speak as pundits and experts who have in the past said things that are untrue. They seem to have lied sometimes. They will defend anything, regardless of whether it makes sense. All of this contributes to a situation where people are advocating for their team rather than talking about issues and concepts and maybe having honest brokers. But what TV shows also do is they articulate the passions, the concerns, the fears, the sensibilities of their audience. When they are really successful, that's what they do. So as a critic, it's instructive for me to look at these shows that are having more success and saying, well, why are they having more success? They're articulating what people are feeling right now. And so you can't turn a blind eye to that. I just encourage people to be careful about how much you're consuming.
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, it's always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, and I still love the voice.